In giving this teaching to the guests who were present with him in the home of the Pharisee, Jesus uses a situation which is very familiar to them. The rigid way that protocol was observed in the ancient Middle East, one of the commentators said it would make a high society Washington socialite dinner look like a free-for-all. It was so rigid, it was so clear. Everyone had a title, and everyone who had a title was in relationship to every other title, and as they went down, there was a very, very fixed set of priorities. So that if someone doesn't know who the other guests are, and that person has an important title, the tendency would be to go, well, I'm the most important person here. By title, I'll go sit in the top seat. And Jesus says, you don't know who else is coming, so that's kind of a foolish thing to do. But then he goes on, after he uses that example, to talk about something much more important than that, because he's not teaching them how not to become socially embarrassed. What he's teaching them is something about who they are and what they're all about. And that, I think, becomes for us something that we might want to pay attention to. Because Jesus mentions humility. Now, humility is a funny word. We find a lot of times someone's trying to be humble and denying the truth about themselves, which isn't humility at all. It's just kind of silliness. We all have things in our lives that certainly are gifts from the Lord that we should not be afraid to use or to let show. But the fact of the matter is, true humility is the truth about ourselves. If we really know who we are and know the truth about ourselves, we will be both humble and grateful for our gifts. And the only way we can know truly who we are, you know, you can be in therapy for 40 years and know a lot about yourself, but it doesn't mean that you know who you are. We only know who we are in relationship to God, because He is our origin, He is our creator. He has defined us as persons in the very act of creation. There's very few people who could be extremely arrogant if they in fact compared themselves not to someone next to them, but to the Lord, the God of creation. And when we deny the God of creation, arrogance and foolish pride is everywhere. St. Bernard says that you never know who you are until you know your origin and your destiny. And the origin and the destiny is the same. It is the living God. Who am I in relationship to God? No matter what gifts each of us may have received, are they something to brag about or something to be proud about when we recognize ourselves in relationship to the God who possesses all things infinitely and transcendently? Humility is truth. In the Middle Ages, humility was always kind of put up as the highest virtue. And when Martin Luther was struggling with his own scrupulosity and his own issues and problems from his own family life and so forth, he desired to be humble because he thought that would make him a good monk, pleasing to God, faithful. So he volunteered to clean the latrines in the monastery. It could not possibly have been a very pleasant task. And what he discovered, because he was trying to make himself humble rather than acknowledging himself as a humble person, he became increasingly proud of his humility. And this personal problem in his life led him to the conclusion that we have nothing to do with our salvation. We can't do anything right. It's all grace alone, faith alone. Now, Scripture says we're saved by faith, but it does not say we're saved by faith alone. That was an addition. And it was because he couldn't figure out the truth of himself in relationship with his God so that he could serve God and others in truth, sharing his gifts and admitting his faults. The result of that personal problem was a tremendous explosion and revolution in Christianity, which shattered the unanimity of understanding and the oneness of thought in Revelation and the Scriptures. But it has been a problem within Christianity ever since. What can I do? And if I can't do what I want to do, or think I should be able to do, or have what I want, or God doesn't do what I say, then it either isn't up to me at all, and we hear this let go, let God, which means that we have no participation in our redemption, which is not true. But then, on the other hand, what happens is that people simply dismiss God. Because in our lack of humility, we feel he should bend to our will. He should do what we tell him to do. He should act like we want him to act. And if he doesn't, then we have a tendency to say, and how many people have done this? Well, then he doesn't exist, or he's irrelevant, because he's not subject to my commands, my will, my desire. It is untruth to come to that conclusion, and it is destructive and damaging to ourselves. For the Lord does what is right and best for us for the sake of our salvation. And in accepting it, we accept the Lord of life and the God of creation. We live creatively with that. We suffer what we should suffer and rejoice in what we should rejoice. If somehow or other, true humility is a key to freedom. We have no false images. We have no false senses of grandeur or of somehow or other being worthless. We are all of great worth. We are all of great worth because God has made us that way. But we are not ourselves God, because he cannot and will not make us that way. So we live in the wonder of our own being, knowing we have strengths and weaknesses, we have needs and desires, we ask of others, but we give to others, we ask of the Lord, and we serve him faithfully. That is humility. And Jesus said, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. And the fruits of all of this mysterious journey of life, he says, indeed, you will receive your reward at the resurrection of the righteous. Christianity is always open to the future. It is never trapped in the past, and it is never a prisoner of the present. It is always open to the future, where all possibilities remain and await for the human person who is with God and in God, loved by God, loving neighbor, loving self, and loving the Lord. And so today, as we hear this reading from Scripture, we see the Lord kind of working with a strange social structure that may be foreign to us, but he uses it for a lesson. And the lesson is, know who you are. Live with it comfortably and gratefully and well. Be truthful in the depths of our souls. Be truthful in the faith that we carry in our acknowledgement of the presence of the living God.